This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Indeed, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand in your neck of the woods, because today is Tuesday, April the 22nd of 2025, day 112th of the year, and only 253 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, my favorite things in life. Sarcasm and radio. What a deal to talk about, for sure. So how are you? How are things? How has life been? I mean, I hope we hung out within the last 24 hours. If we have not, I apologize. Because, you know, I always want to make sure that we're hanging and doing our stuff. If that's not the case, well, then other things tend to happen. So with that being said, what do you want to talk about? No, I'm kidding. So our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the way that it goes. We talk a little bit about this. We talk a little bit about that. We go from here. We go from there. We dance around. And then we kind of mutate into everything else that we have going on. That's just kind of the way that the world goes here. So that's it. If you want to interact with the show, simple process, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. But when you get there, it'll give you an option for video, audio, and text messaging. That's the options. And people sometimes go, but isn't that stuff available on the socials? Well, it is, but I just don't look at it in real time. Sorry. But if you do it that way, it pops up right on my screen, and I kind of don't have a choice because it does a little flashy-ashy right there. And it's like, cool, stuff going on as we are speaking. So we are a show that is a radio show that goes into a podcast, but we also do a video stream, depending on how you look at it. So you go to safetyfm.com. The whole radio stuff is there. So is the podcast network, and so is the visual radio aspect. That's an option. You can also go to radiobig.fm. That will give you the radio station aspect with the music stuff. And then the podcast network is referred to as Safety FM. That's the easiest way to do it. And then your favorite podcatchers to catch on to anything else that we have going on. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's do this and start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight. Maybe.
Here is what was trending. Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, I love delays when you hit the button and nothing happens. Okay, so take a listen to this. Notable and noteworthy, Fyre Festival lives on. Sort of. We'll talk about that. Joe Rogan mocks Katy Perry and Alice Cooper debuts a new single. And also, Star Wars Villains gets his own spinoff series. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also, the author accuses Megan Sussex of ripping off her children's book idea. Okay. So there you go. I don't know. Should we talk about this? Let's talk about this. If you have not heard, I have released a book. A book that's called Safety, in My Opinion. This isn't a transmission, or this isn't a manual, and it's a transmission. The reason I'm talking about this immediately after reading that other book story is because our book, we talk about copy of a copy. Everything I have said has been said before. Yeah. So I don't know. Is there really any original ideas left? There might be some new filters. Original ideas, probably not so much. Bring up the book. It's available for you if you're interested. It's Safety IMO. So Safety, in My Opinion, IMO.com. It'll give you the first four chapters for free. It will link you to how you get them. And then the audio version of the chapter 12 is out there too. So there you go. Some stuff going on. And yes, I keep on getting asked the same question. I don't know why, but it's not available on Audible yet. The audio formatting is there. It just hasn't been approved, but we have it on another format or another audio source as well, listed on safetyimo.com. So there you go. So anyways, I have some people hanging out here waiting for feature story news that would love to talk to you about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. So let's go ahead and get down on it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. More than a billion Catholics worldwide are mourning the death of the Pope. Pope Francis passed away at the age of 88, with the Vatican now confirming he died of a stroke. Brian shook his mom.
They've released an announcement saying the stroke led to a coma and to irreversible cardiocirculatory collapse. San Antonio Catholic Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sier spent time with him and called him a humble servant.
He taught us to live the values of the gospel with fidelity, courage, and universal love, especially in favor of the poorest and most marginalized.
Meanwhile, cardinals are set to meet today to plan his funeral. John Beaver is reporting from Vatican City.
We've been hearing the bells ringing out. There are prayers being held at the Basilica here where Pope Francis will be buried. There is already work underway. Just a short while ago, various construction vehicles rolled past me as they're going to do work here. Because, of course, as well as the significant event this is for Catholics around the world, of course, this is a major security event as well, with a huge number of people expected to come to Rome and to Vatican City. So all of that process begins.
More than 14,000 Filipino and American soldiers have kicked off annual military exercises between the two allies in the face of regional security concerns, including tensions in the South China Sea. Laura Westbrook is reporting.
The U.S. Exercise Director, Lieutenant General James Glynn, called this year's drills full battle tests, with exercises including defending against missile threats, preventing invasions at sea, and sinking a decommissioned Philippine Navy vessel in a maritime strike test. He said the tests take into account regional security challenges in the disputed South China Sea. The annual Balikatan, which means shoulder-to-shoulder drills, involves some 14,000 mostly American and Filipino troops, with contingents from countries such as Australia, Japan, and Britain.
The future of one of the world's most valuable tech companies could be determined at a landmark trial which kicked off in the U.S. In their opening statement, lawyers for the U.S. Department of Justice called for strong measures to be imposed on Google.
Lawyers for Google and the DOJ are facing off at a Washington, D.C. courtroom as a federal judge determines what the consequences should be for Google's illegal monopoly in internet search. Last year, the court found that arrangements such as paying Apple and Android device makers to make Google the default search engine had anti-competitive effects. The DOJ has already proposed that the search engine giant be forced to sell off its Chrome browser and Android operating system, while Google has argued that would result in harm to consumers. Ira Switzer, San Francisco.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more on the death of Pope Francis at the age of 88, Catholics around the world seeing him taking part in Easter services on the Vatican balcony on Sunday will have hoped that he was recuperating from the double pneumonia that had derailed him for much of this year. John Hooper is Vatican correspondent for The Economist.
I think that people were prepared for the possibility that the Pope would end his days because of the seriousness of the illness. There's going to be shock and I think also some reflection as to the way in which his last days unfolded, because his doctors had been quite specific in their instructions to him. They told him that his immune system was depressed by the illness that he had suffered, and that if he went out and he mixed too much with people in crowds at the Vatican or elsewhere, he was putting his life in danger. But you know, being a pope is such a full-time job that it's very difficult to follow that kind of advice.
At the end of a lifetime of service, he says the Pope made it clear he would not scale back his official activities. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The mean news again. More than a billion Catholics worldwide are mourning the death of the Pope, with cardinals set to meet to plan his funeral. The Vatican confirming he died of a stroke and subsequent irreversible heart failure. Harvard University is suing the Trump administration in an effort to block the government from freezing funding to the school. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I love it. And I hate it at the same time. Oh, that's a song. Okay, so there you go. 17 minutes past top of the hours. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday on this lovely show that we call the Rated R Safety Show. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse. No doubt about that one. No, seriously, no doubt about that. Multiverse time, hanging out, doing our thing. So should we get into this? Should we go ahead and get into this lovely thing that we call the news? Because I think it is time to do so. So Pope Francis died at 7:35 a.m. local time at the Vatican on Monday. The official death report has identified the stroke and irreversible cardiovascular issues that occurred there as the cause of death. And as the world mourns, Francis' death sets off a series of ancient traditions in the run-up to the selection of a new head of the Catholic Church. The church formally holds 9 days of mourning. Francis will lie in the state of Vatican leading up to the formal funeral with, according to church rules, must be held between the fourth and the sixth day after the death. In the modern times, the Pope leaves detailed funeral instructions and expects the College of Cardinals to faithfully carry them out. For Francis, he will be buried in the Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica. So there you go. The late Pope private quarters have been sealed. Well, historic concerns over robbery and looting are less of a problem today. There were plenty of politicking. Yeah, politicking that happens. And securing the private space ensures that the privacy of Francis' private papers and correspondence. Until the selection of a new pope, the, what is it? What do they call it? The Camerlengo, one of the pope's top deputies, is the de facto head of the Vatican. The Cardinal's Kevin Farrell, an Irish-born American. The College of Cardinals will convene in a few days after the end of the mourning period, up to 20 days after the Pope's death, and the papal enclave to begin voting process. The succeeding Pope must receive two-thirds majority of the Cardinals present and voting. The Cardinals will hold two votes in the morning and two votes in the afternoon for 3 days. If necessary, they'll have the option to take a day off for prayer, and the completion of each round of voting is announced to the public by burning the ballots with chemicals to produce black smoke. Then then two-thirds of the threshold has been passed, and the ballots burn in white smoke. The longest papal enclave lasted 33 months between November of 2068 and September of 1268 in 1271. Eventually, the Pope Gregory X rose to power. Through that, he died less than 5 years later. Since the 12th century, Nipapal enclave has taken more than 5 days. Wow. Rituals. No, like, seriously, I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but that's a lot of ritual stuff then. It's interesting on how we can tie rituals into everything. Seriously. Not a joke as I say that. Okay, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else do we have here? Let's see. Let's talk some tariff stuff, because you know that if we don't talk about that, what else is going to happen? So tariff talk, the Chinese Commerce Ministry is deploying its own negotiators around the world to push back on the United States and to push revenant to the global trade scheme. A spokesperson for the agency said in an ominous statement on Monday, appeasement does not bring peace and compromise does not earn respect. In a warning to the countries negotiating with us, in a nod to China's own sense of global supremacy, the statement continued, China firmly opposes the party reaching a deal in the extreme of China's interest. If such situation arises, China will not accept it and will absolutely take, they're going to take their own actions against everybody in their own version of a countermeasure. So let's just be realistic on what they're saying here. They're essentially saying, if you want to keep it clear, if you want to us, we're going to go ahead and make sure that things happen in a way that we want. So don't if that's okay. That's essentially what they're saying. So it's the big you to everybody that's out there. What? What's that lie? That's what it sounds like to me. How did you take it? Anyways, J.D. Vance visited India on Monday, laying the groundwork with the prime minister for a few new trade terms. In the statement, the leaders celebrated the significant progress towards the goal. So there you go. Okay. Good times there. Are you ready to talk about some Fyre Festival stuff? Because you know we're not going to get past this. The two things that have been burning across everything that we normally talk about, Fyre Festival, Blake Lively, and the Baldoni dude, Jesse Baldoni, and the lovely movie. Seriously. I mean, like, at one point I felt like all we were ever going to talk about was Harvey Weinstein. So let's talk about some Fyre Festival. I mean, come on. Controversy creates cash. I just don't know if it really worked out for Fyre Festival, but let's see. Okay, so Fyre Festival lives on, but not as a music festival yet. The bizarre twist to that has been going on years-long saga, Denlide reports that Firebrand will live on in a music streaming service. Sean Wrench, a documentary film producer who created a video streaming platform called True Blue, which focuses on real crime stories, has acquired some of Fyre Festival's intellectual property to launch a new music service. I needed a big name that people would remember, even if it's attached to infamy. So that's why I bought these trademarks to start the streaming network. Let's see. Sean Wreck says, adding that this isn't about the festival or hype, it's about putting the power of music discovery back in the hands of the fans. The Fyre Music platform will be place for listening to discover new music submitted by bands and artists instead of going through the traditional record label process. For $3.99 a month, or you know, that could look like at any zillion of such artists on Instagrams or TikTok or YouTube or Facebook or X or Blue Sky or whatever else, Wretch plans to launch a new platform on Thanksgiving. But wait, Billy McFarlane still owns the rights to Fyre Brand as it pertains to music festivals, and he's still committed to finding a new location for the second event. The second iteration, this is according to Deadline. up. Fire Festival, now a streaming service. Or Fire Music, a streaming service. I mean, let's talk about that for a moment, because I think we should. Do you remember Napster? You had to be old. You had to be old like my demo to get that. Napster, yeah. Napster was probably, we won't call it a streaming service because that's not a fair assessment. It was a peer-to-peer connection of computers that you were able to swap MP3 files. And that's how people were doing music back in the day before the iTunes of the world, the Spotify's, and all that stuff. Where is it now? Because some other company bought the name. Does it even still exist? I mean, I'm not trying to be a punk here, but I mean, that was going to be, the name will still continue on. I believe at one point, even Best Buy owned it. I mean, and they had been sued by everybody and their brother in regards of it. So, I don't know. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff. Since March of 2020, the federal government has not taken action to collect on defaulted student loans. That ends on May the 5th. The Department of Education reports that more than 5 million borrowers haven't paid a single monthly payment in the last year. Another 4 million are between 3 and 6 months delinquent. And it gets worse. Only 38% of student loan borrowers are current on their student loan debt obligation, though many who are behind are now approved deferral program. A division of Treasury will be in communication with the borrowers who are subject to collection in the next 2 months. This is according to the Department of Education. If you ever get really bored, you should look up on how wages can be garnished for a student loan. And a student loan is one of the few things in life that you cannot put in bankruptcy. Like, seriously, that is not a joke as I say that. It's some interesting times as we are talking. So what do you think? And isn't the Department of Education being ripped apart? Or should I say it?
Isn't it being ripped apart?
So there you go. Okay, police officers in Granger, Indiana had quite a foul call last week when they reported that to a turkey terrorizing a grocery store that was perched on top of a shelf. The bird attempted to elude the officers, but one was able to get a hand on the bird, who began thrashing around in response. Luckily, the hold held the assistance with a partner, and the bird was removed from the store and released into the woods. Yeah, turkeys. No word if how the turkey got inside. Of course, because why would I not have a video for this? I have a video for this. So, do we want to go full video? I never know what we want to do anymore. I think I know what we want, but I never know what we want. I want candy. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a brief moment look at wild turkey. Let's go for it.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
So the turkey is tearing up this thing, and there's a police officer walking in. Oh, I probably should put it on the screen. The police officer is walking in.
Kind of chasing around into the store, and I don't know who to call first. We need animal control out here, trying to chase the customer. It's a really big turkey.
Well, okay, hold on. How big is the turkey that we're so concerned about this? It's not that big.
Who's grab him then?
He's gonna fly right
away. He's gonna jump.
Yeah, big turkey.
We're trying to get him to.
I mean, this is, I will tell you, for radio purposes, this is a terrible video to watch. Because it doesn't translate well. No, seriously.
Duh.
Okay, so we get the point. I mean, you get the point. Somebody had a call for a turkey squabble here. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah, what a crazy time. Okay, let's continue talking. Actress Elizabeth Hurley and singer Billy Ray Cyrus hard launched their relationship on Instagram. She's 59 and he's 63. He was previously married to Tish Cyrus, whom he divorced in 2022. After that, he was married a woman named Fire Rose, which only lasted a year. And she, meanwhile, dated Hugh Grant before marrying a businessman, Aron Nayer, and later ended in 2011. So now they're together. Okay, well, that's different. I didn't see that twist. So there you go. What else? Do we want to talk about this? Okay, let's talk about it. Actress Kristen Stewart tied the knot with girlfriend screenwriter Dylan Meyer in an intimate ceremony in Los Angeles on their home on Sunday. Stewart's 35, Meyer's 37. The couple have been together since 2019, so congratulations there to you. Let's go into the swamp real quick. Homeland Security, Christy Noem had her purse stolen at a D.C. restaurant on Sunday. In addition to her personal items, identification and checkbook, she also lost about $3,000 in cash, which she says she had on hand for a gift, dinner, and Easter-related family events. No word on how her purse got yanked. Really? $3,000? You walk around with $3,000? Holy crap. I don't think I have like more than $20 in cash on my wallet. I know I probably shouldn't have said that, but that's the truth. Okay, what else? Let's see. In a checkbook? I didn't even know people still carried those. Okay, whatever. Anyways, by law, the federal government must spend each and every cent that Congress allocates. Money left over doesn't return to the Treasury as sane systems would allow. And Congress is working on the rescission package to cut $9.3 billion in spending for State Department, NPR, and PBS. And the vote could happen as early as next month. So there you go. Also, foreign policy teams for the U.S., Ukraine, France, and U.K. will meet in London tomorrow to begin discussions on how to force Russia to accept a 30-day ceasefire. Trump indicated on Monday that he's hopeful that the ceasefire deal can be reached this week. So there you go. What else? The Dow. Let's talk about the Dow. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 971 points to close at 38,170 on Monday. The S&P lost about 124 points to close at 5,158. And let's see, the NASDAQ lost about 415 points to close at 15,870. West Texas Intermediate closed at $63 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $66 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was, let's see, $3.15 on Monday, and Bitcoin climbed on the day, up over 2% and trading just north at $87,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $50 million jackpot, or for, let's see, a $22.4 million cash payout. So there you go. If you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Yep, you have the opportunity to do so. Let's do this. 32 minutes past top of the hour.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time as we are hanging out, doing our stuff, and doing activities, if one may say it in that fashion. By the way, thanks for the messaging here, because it's getting a little crazy-azy over there. So I remember one episode we did not so long ago that we talked about. What did we talk about exactly? We talked about
La Pasión.
La Pasión. Yeah, we talked about that. Straight up stolen from Batista from Dexter, just in case, because that's how he says it. But, you know, sometimes you have to be committed to some of the passions that are in your life. And I'm not talking about anything weird or raunchy here. I'm talking about passions of doing the work. I'm talking about the passions that you go around and doing the stuff that you enjoy the most. You would sacrifice anything to do this. You know what I'm talking about? Like, does that sound familiar to you? Or does it just sound like a dude that's off his rocker in regards to talking about some of this stuff? And it's okay if you believe that it's the latter, because these things do happen where it does sound like I'm a little, you know, losing it sometimes, and that's okay. That doesn't bother me, but it shouldn't bother you either that I talk about some well, I won't go as far as saying craziness, but I'll go as far as saying that I will talk about things that might not make people super comfortable in regards of doing it. And listen, sometimes the level of work that we do has a lot that you have to commit to, has a lot of stuff that you have to say, hey, I'm a gnarly Arlie and willing to do some of this stuff, opposed to just saying, I'm just going to do it. So with that being said, why don't we talk about some of this? Why don't we talk about what you had to do to get to where you're at? What did you have to do to get exactly to this point in your career? Because some people get bothered when you start asking those questions. And I'm okay with not asking. And if you were to look back at your whole trajectory of things that you've done, would you be okay with where you're at now? Like, would you look at this and be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay of everything that we've done. Because some people would not be okay with it. And I will tell you, I am quite obsessed with this little band that they're talking about music and how they do stuff. So I want to play a little clip real quick, which I normally don't do on Main Stories. But take a listen to this.
It's basically the same thing we do now with slightly better equipment.
Hold on.
And better equipment, yeah.
Our
aesthetic we've kind of created as well. Like, Michelle will go home and do mood boards.
Hold on. I might have screwed the pooch on this one. Hold on.
Deep passion for each of us. It's just something we would do whether we had fans or not, or people listening, paying us, coming to shows or not. We would use whatever we had at the time to write all of our albums. Our Shadows album, that was all written, recorded, produced by us in like Paul's studio with probably broken mics and like not the best gear at the time.
It's basically the same thing we do now with slightly better equipment.
Better equipment, yeah.
Our aesthetic we've kind of created as well. Like, Michelle will go home and do mood boards for music videos and our merch. So yeah. It's a do-it-yourself kind of operation.
Yeah, and I mean, let's talk about that. How many do-it-yourself operations do we kind of do sometimes? Because that's the other aspect here. We talk about so many different things and do so many different things. Now, I reference this for a particular reason. This particular band is referred to as Cannons, and they are passionate about the stuff that they do. And they're talking briefly there that, you know, they do some random stuff.
Duh.
In regards of how they got their music started and so on. And I have been to organizations where budgeting has been minimal when it comes to certain things inside of what we'll call for this particular section, the safety department, for when people want to do what they call a safety blitz, where they go out there and they try to pass out stuff, information related to safety. And I've seen people be super creative. And I go sometimes, not that you need to actively care more about people, because that's not what we're going to dive into, but why is it that there's such a passion to the work that you do that you're willing to do the odds, the ins, and the outs to make things work? Now, listen, there are a bunch of musicians there that are talking about this, but we're talking about something entirely different. We're talking about you working for an organization, a corporation, an LLC, however you want to word it, and you're going above and beyond to make sure that things work. Why is that passion in you to do this? And are you that passionate about everything? I ask these questions not to stir up emotions. I don't ask these questions to kind of go, oh, no, you need to stop being passionate about other people's stuff. But when you become that passionate, what is it that's driving you? What is it that's behind you that you're going, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. This doesn't make a lot of sense. It should work. It shouldn't work. So on. I'm just asking because I want to make sure that we all have a better understanding of this. At the end of the day, you need to do the things that you're passionate about, but at what cost? If you go into that interview in particular, they talk about how they worked 6 to 6, and then they would do their music stuff. I will tell you, I have seen people that are in what we'll call the safety department that will do things that one would consider out of the ordinary to make sure things work. At the end of the day, it's not about passion. It's about what you feel that you need to be doing. It's one of those things that a lot of people will look back and go, this is what I'm committed to. And a lot of people that do this work, the work that you and I do, it's about the others. It's about the other people in the space. It's about people making it home, hopefully. So when you look at this, what's driving you? What's la pasión for you?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it. And if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching
and warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
More hits.
kids to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, like, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Yo,
I'm already there. I'm already there. It may take some time, but we'll leave this behind.
Okay, whoa, wrong thing for sure there. Now the slower vibes of life. Hanging out, doing our thing. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Doing our thingo. This right here is Already There by Lowell.
Already there.
We'd like to give a little thank you out there to Lowell for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yep, the three lingeringers. Yeah, may take some time, but we're already there. Good times. So there you go. Woohoo! Already there. Okay, let's get into it. You see, it's the different kind of music that's out there. I just love a little bit of everything. Just kind of the way that I do stuff, man. I don't know why, it just is. I could have finished that song. I would have been cool with that. Okay, take a listen to this. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. If anything, this is probably going to be the most important thing that I tell you during the whole show. Really, any time that we get to talk in life, that's probably about the most important thing that I'll ever tell you. Okay, so if you go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help, you'll find information right away related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, and trauma. Grief support, too. Just to name a few things. There's some more listed on there. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. That's what it's about. All kinds of stuff inside of the multiverse. Seriously. Not joking as I say this. You go to that website, everything can change for you. And it's not a joke. It's serious stuff. Because life isn't perfect. And we have to talk about some of these things. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. What other stuff do I have going on for you? Let's talk about some cold feet confession, if you don't mind, real quick. Wedding season is almost here, and as you know, taking the plunge is a big step. In fact, more people seem to get cold feet before the big day than you might think. According to a poll of 2,000 Americans who got married since 2021, 20% got cold feet, nearly called off the whole thing. The one poll survey also found that over the half of the respondents, 52%, spent less than $10,000 on their wedding, with only one in five people spending more than $30,000. And while 86% said that they don't regret how much the wedding cost, when they asked about the specific regrets they had, 10% noted the price of the big day was a big concern. Over half, 54% of respondents paid for the wedding themselves. Yeah, now, ask their parents if they regret how much the wedding cost. We paid for our wedding ourselves, and then I feel like I've been paying ever for it. So there you go. Now I'm kidding as I say that last part. But here's the thing that I want to reference. You are aware that if you do get cold feet about the whole thing, which can happen. It's okay. Can happen. You still have to pay for all that stuff. if that's the reason you have your main concern. It's not like you, it just goes bye-bye. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to pay for it. Just saying. Some things to think about. No doubt there. Because we're already there. So, a lot of stuff, little time. Why don't we do this? Let's talk about some more positive things inside of our life. Let's bring some John Smalls inside of here and let him tell you about what's going on with the Motivation Minute. You are aware that we've been now with John for quite some time in regards to talking about some of this stuff. I think it's so crucial to what we do that John gets to hang out in here with us, or we get to hang out with John, however you want to take a look at it, in regards of him spreading joy. So let's have him do that right now. Here's some John Smalls coming your way.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. Benjamin Franklin said, "Diligence is the mother of good luck." I'll second that. If you're diligent, you're probably more likely to succeed in your career. I'm sure I've shared this before, but when my wife and I started our very first radio station in 2010, we had a young man working with us, and he would step in the door at exactly 8 a.m., and he would leave at exactly 5 p.m. I told him, "You don't need to worry about the clock. It's okay if you're a little late or a little early. Just get your work done." Then I told him, "I come in early every day." And then he said, "Because you own the place." And I corrected him. I said, "No, I did this for other people for many years. That's why I own this place." Diligence.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Frightful projections and fearful imaginings are not only foolish, but they are often emotionally and spiritually debilitating. By an act of your will, take every thought captive and choose to live one day at a time. God doesn't provide grace for imaginary problems or strength for more than one day at a time. His grace is sufficient for today, and it will be sufficient for tomorrow when tomorrow comes. So trust him. Matthew 6 says, "Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen." Lord Jesus, help us to take control of our overactive imagination. Deliver us from things that might happen. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
The recent round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran took place in Rome. Italy is hosting the negotiations, with Oman acting as a mediator between the two nations.
Tensions remain high, with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency warning Iran is dangerously close to developing an atomic weapon. The UN watchdog chief is reportedly heading to Tehran amid these concerns. Both sides are seeking a resolution as discussions continue in the Italian capital. Jim Kender reporting.
The United Kingdom's Supreme Court has issued a ruling defining a woman based on biological sex under the country's equalities law. The unanimous decision excludes transgender women from this legal definition.
This ruling follows a long legal battle initiated by the Campaign Group for Women Scotland against the Scottish Government. The court stressed the decision is not a victory for one side, and protections against discrimination for transgender people remain in place under the law. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Trade tension between China and the United States are escalating following Beijing's decision to curb exports of rare earth elements. The move halts global shipments of these critical materials used in many modern technologies.
This action disrupts global supply chains and adds friction to the ongoing trade disputes between the two economic powers. China has also appointed a new trade negotiator amidst the conflict. Kyle Norris reporting.
Harvard University is facing a potential freeze of over $2 billion in federal funding following a standoff with the White House. The dispute centers on the university's refusal to meet administration demands regarding measures to address anti-Semitism on campus.
President Trump has strongly criticized the institution, calling it a joke and stating it should not receive federal funds. Both sides appear resolute, setting up a potential clash over government power and institutional independence. This conflict has become a focal point in the administration's broader critique of elite universities. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Trump administration is moving to potentially impose new tariffs on imported medicines munitions and semiconductors, citing national security concerns. A probe has also been ordered into critical minerals and rare earth metals, which could lead to further import duties.
These actions follow existing tariff policies, which have prompted California to file a lawsuit against the federal government. The state argues the president lacks the authority to enact such economically impactful tariffs. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated the central bank can afford to wait before making any moves on interest rates. His comments come amid ongoing trade disputes, particularly the tariff battle with China.
Powell stated that President Trump's tariff policies are likely to increase inflation within the United States. He also warned these tariffs could potentially lead to an economic slowdown. His remarks suggest the Fed will carefully monitor the economic impacts of trade policy before adjusting interest rates. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Pizza and morning sex.
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Ig.
Let's see. Bizarre and unnatural, I guess, is the way to go around here, is what it sounds like. Anyways, let's talk about this. Let's take a look real quick at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2016, the Paris Agreement was signed in New York, binding 195 nations to increase its global average temperature or decrease. Is it increase? No, it's an increase of global average temperature at less than 2% or two Celsius above the pre-industrial levels to pursue efforts to limit the increase of to 1.5 Celsius. Under this agreement, each country must determine the plan to regularly report on the contribution it undertakes to mitigate the global warming. By doing this, it will greatly reduce the impact of climate change. The agreement would go into effect in October of that year. So that happened back in 2016. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Rashee Rice turns 25. Machine Gun Kelly turns 35. Marshawn Lynch turns 39. Amber Heard turns 39. Sam Waltman turns 40. Willie Robertson turns 53. Sherry Shepherd turns 58. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, actor from Grey's Anatomy, turns 59. Jack Nicholson turns 88. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. I'm going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, National Jelly Bean Day. And it's also Earth Day. Earth Day. Earth Day birthday. Oh, sorry. I got carried away. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Seriously. By the way, thank you all for all the love for Safety, in my opinion, in regards to the book. Yeah. A lot of love out there. Didn't expect that. It's been out for a little over a week, I think, now. Safety, in my opinion, available where books are sold. But I'd recommend going to Amazon. Yep. Amazon or safetyimo.com. It'll get you there. So thank you for the love on the book. No doubt about that. So let's give you a random joke for today. It's hard to tell if people are interested in joining my sarcastic club or not. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What song are you compelled to sing along with, even though you really don't know the words? There's so many. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 23% of husbands still don't know that this is about their wives. What is it? Their shoe size. So there you go. Might need to find that out. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, you can still hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.